So begin by feeling the body sitting, be present within the body, be mindful of the posture of the body, inhabiting the sitting posture with mindfulness, with presence. And breathe into the heart. And bring to mind a time, a particular moment, an action that you performed or something that you said that was kind or generous or compassionate, something which expressed the best in you, something that you felt good about, gave you joy. It doesn't have to be a huge action. It could be something very small. In some way, reaching out to try to understand somebody, or offering someone something that they needed, that you were able to give. And perhaps a few such moments, such incidents, such actions will come to mind, and that's fine. Just take a moment to remember what happened, how you responded, and to remember how you felt in that moment. Remember if your heart felt open, or if there was a sense of joy in being able to share something, or if you felt compassion and there was a kind of just a tenderness, perhaps a vibrating of the heart in resonance with the pain of somebody else. And as you remember these things, allow, and they don't have to be perfect either. It doesn't matter if maybe your feelings weren't absolutely pure. So we don't need to put a standard of perfectionism. Simply remember how you felt. Remember the connection that you felt with other human beings. And appreciate that goodness in yourself. Appreciate that the person that you aspire to be was manifesting in those actions and in what you said or what you did. And allow your heart to really love and appreciate this person that you are. Not that you're such, or any of us are such, great, heroic, virtuous beings, but just in that simple way to love and appreciate that person who reached out in some way to another human being or to another being, could be a non-human being, could be a dog or some other animal. And as you are in touch with this appreciation for yourself, for the manifestation of goodness that came through you, bring to mind your own deep desire to be happy, to be well, to be to have a sense of connection in life, with all the rest of life, to experience peace and contentment and freedom from suffering, to be able to love deeply and fully. And breathe into that heart aspiration as much as you can connect with it. Breathe into it, appreciate it, and bring your kind intention that you may experience the happiness, well-being, freedom, and deep connection in life that you seek. Just spending a moment breathing into the heart. And whatever openness of heart you might feel from those reflections, just allowing that resonance, allowing that quality of heart connection to be felt. I'm going to move into a body scan, using this quality of a loving gaze, a loving and appreciative gaze. And I'm going to connect the words that Thich Nhat Hanh uses, some of the words that he uses for his meditation on mindfulness with breathing. And so one of the phrases he uses is, breathing in, I know I'm alive. And breathing out, I smile. Breathing in, I know I'm alive. Breathing out, I smile. Breathing in, I know I'm alive. And breathing out, I smile. And so we're going to bring that breathing in and smiling throughout our body, appreciating the body from the feet to the the top of the head, the crown of the head. And so beginning by breathing in to the feet, the soles of the feet, the toes, the heels, the arches, the whole foot. And breathing in, feeling the sensations of your feet. Maybe there's tingling. Maybe there's some numbness. Maybe there's achiness or soreness. And feeling those sensations, we know we're alive. And we can smile into our feet, smile with appreciation for holding us up, for walking, taking us places, for the way that we sense through our feet, for touching the earth. Breathing in, I feel my feet, the aliveness of my feet. And breathing out, I'm smiling into my feet, appreciating them, grateful for them. Breathing into my ankles and my lower legs. Feeling the muscles, the bones, the strong shin bones. I forgot to mention in the feet, all those delicate bones that help us move our toes. And in the lower leg, these large muscles and strong bones. And in the knees, those different plates that work together to allow us to bend and flex and straighten our knees. And our thighs. Feeling the softness and the strongness, the strength of the muscles and the length of the bone. Feeling our whole legs, feet, the lower leg, the knees, the thighs. Feeling the inner sensations in the legs. Perhaps tingling, perhaps soreness, perhaps pressure that we feel sitting on the cushion or the chair. Breathing in, I feel my legs. Breathing out, I'm grateful for my legs, for how they help me to stand, to walk, to climb, for whatever strength there is in them. Maybe less strength than there used to be, or maybe more. Breathing in, I feel the aliveness of my legs. Breathing out, I smile into the whole of my legs. Bones, muscle, fat, skin. And bringing our attention to the whole pelvic area, the lower part of the torso, the groin, the hips, the buttocks, the lower abdomen, the lower back. Feeling as you breathe in how the abdomen expands and then relaxes with the out-breath. Appreciating all the different parts of life, the life of our body, that the organs that are situated there enable. Our sexuality, our reproduction, our digestion, the movements of the hips, the support given by the lower back to the upper torso, breathing into the lower torso, I feel I am alive. Breathing out, I smile. Breathing into the lower torso, I feel the sensations of life. Perhaps, perhaps there's some soreness, or perhaps there's some tingling, or perhaps there's a sense of tenderness. Perhaps there's a sense of openness or emptiness. Just notice whatever sensations are there, allowing them, just being interested in them, being accepting of them. Being grateful for this vital part of the body, the vital organs which are there. Breathing in, I'm grateful for the life of my body. Breathing out, I smile and love my body. I love the vitality of it. I love the support it gives me to digest my food, to have energy. I'm grateful. Breathing in, I feel my upper torso, the stomach, the mid back, the upper chest, the upper back, the shoulders. Breathing in, I know I'm alive. Breathing out, I smile. Breathing in, I feel my heart. My heart beating, pumping blood throughout my body, nourishing my whole body, never stopping. Just continuing to pump. Breathing in, I feel my lungs. Taking in the air, the oxygen, to keep me alive. grateful for each breath, aware that eventually one breath will be my last. Grateful for this breath. Breathing in, I feel my lungs, my heart, my stomach, my liver. All the organs of the body. My shoulders. Shoulders which carry so much on them. All the things we load onto our backs. Breathing in, I feel my whole torso. Breathing out, I feel gratitude for this body. Breathing in, I feel my arms and my hands. Breathing out, I smile and appreciate my arms and my hands. The delicate bones of my hands, which enable us to pick up something tiny like a pin, or grab something like a rock, or wield a tool like a hammer. Our arms, which enable us to hold a tiny infant with gentleness and tenderness, or hug someone that is beloved, or push away somebody who wants to hurt us. Or embrace ourselves. Caress ourselves, comfort ourselves. Breathing in, I feel the aliveness of my hands, tingling, soreness. Throbbing, warmth. Breathing in, I feel the strength of my arms and also the gentleness of my arms. I feel the aliveness of my arms, all the sensations that are alive in my arms. Breathing out, I smile into my arms and my hands, appreciating, valuing. Breathing in to my neck, my throat. The windpipe, the esophagus, that begins in the throat. Feeling the throat, the neck, the sides of the neck, the back of the neck. Breathing out, I smile into my neck and my throat. Breathing in, I feel my face, my skull, letting my awareness move across my face, from my forehead down to my eyes, cheekbones, temples, cheeks, nostrils, mouth, chin, jaw, ears, skull. Breathing in, I feel the tensions, perhaps, that are held in the face. Maybe tensions in the forehead or the eyes. Perhaps tensions from holding a fixed expression that we feel the world wants to see. Breathing in, I have compassion for how the face can become a mask and not reflect our true feelings. Breathing in, I appreciate my face. Breathing in, breathing out, I have compassion for the judgments that I bring to my face. Breathing in, I love the wrinkles on my face. Breathing out, I smile. Breathing into the skull, I feel the weight of the brain. Breathing out, I'm grateful for the capacities of the mind located in the brain, the parts of the mind located in the brain, capacity to think, to conceptualize, creativity, so many different capacities of the brain. Also connected into the body, the whole body. Breathing in, appreciating the mysteries of the functions of the brain just being discovered. Breathing out, I smile. Breathing in, I feel the whole body. Breathing out, I love my body. Breathing in, I'm aware of the judgments that I bring to the body, to my body. And breathing out, I have compassion for my body. And perhaps you want to take a few minutes now to connect with parts of the bodies, that body that maybe you felt a resonance about, or you noticed that there was a particular appreciation for or resistance about that part of the body that you felt unhappy about it. You felt somehow it was not right. There was some judgment about it. Just going back through the body, whatever way you like, breathing into the body, and as you breathe out, loving and appreciating this human body. In a kind and an interested way, notice all the sensations in the body. Perhaps some painful sensations, perhaps some pleasant sensations. And now, as we, in the last couple of minutes of the practice, just sending loving kindness, offering loving kindness, goodwill to ourselves, first of all, simply by reconnecting with that love. That we've been breathing into the whole body, that love, that kindness, that appreciation, compassion. Perhaps putting some words to it. May I be safe. May I be free from suffering. May I be happy and at peace. May I live with ease and well-being on this earth. And extending that loving kindness that we have been offering to ourselves, extending that in widening circles, to everyone in this room, to everyone in this building, in this city, extending to the north, to the south, to the east, to the west, above and below, limitlessly in all directions. Boundless metta, boundless loving kindness. May all beings be safe. May all beings be free from suffering. May all beings be happy and at peace. May all beings live with ease and well-being on this earth. Not as a kind of wish that somehow we can remove all the suffering with our wishing, but as a pure intention from our heart that this is what we deeply desire: happiness and freedom for all beings. And may our practice and our lives serve the happiness, well-being, and liberation of all beings and the whole earth. Mm-hmm.